Today is Friday, June 19th. You're listening to the GPP Shareholder Activism and Corporate Governance Newsletter. Rome, CEOs, tech leaders, academics, and governance experts from around the world are congregating in humid and beautiful Rome for the next few days to grapple with the ethical and governance implications of the AI revolution. Now in its third edition, the annual Conference on AI, Ethics, and Governance has become a premier global forum for cross-industry and cross-discipline discussions on these important topics. The gathering kicked off on Thursday evening among the marble sculptures of the Palazzo Altomps, with remarks from co-chairs Pierluigi Matera of Libra Legal Partners and David Berger of Wilson Sonsini. For Matera, the task for today's leaders is to explore what kind of world we want to build with these tools, and what kind of humans do we want to build. Meanwhile, Berger highlighted that the promise of AI is extraordinary. "We are here not to fear AI, but to guide it." In a very rich agenda, perhaps the two centerpiece sessions will be fireside chats with Salesforce CEO Marc Benioff later today at the Ministry of Enterprises, and with IBM CEO Arvind Krishna tomorrow at the Pontifical Academy of Sciences in the Holy See. The rest of the event is chock-full, and the sessions through the weekend touch on virtually every important conversation related to AI and ethics right now, including AI and health, AI, youth and relationships, the energy and infrastructure of AI, capital deployment in AI, hardwiring ethics into AI, AI and defense, and AI and the future of work. Among the many leading voices in attendance will be Antonio Neri, CEO of HPE; Anne Wojcicki, CEO and founder of 23andMe; Dan Gallagher, CLO of Robinhood; Michael Hurlston, CEO of Lumentum; Olivier Pomel, founder and CEO of Datadog; Dave Wehner, Chief Strategy Officer of Meta; Sebastian Niles, President and CLO of Salesforce; Anne Robinson, Chief Legal Officer at IBM; and Natalie Lamarque, Chief Legal Officer of Vanguard. Gladstone Place Partners is proud to sponsor such an event. Of course, the conference this year follows the release of Pope Leo XIV's first encyclical, Magnifica Humanitas, and reflects the Vatican's leadership in discussing fundamental questions about ethics and humanity related to AI. Pope Leo's wide-ranging 42,000-word document provides the Vatican's most clear thoughts on this transformative technology to date. As an aside, the full reading list for the conference is worth reviewing and can be found on the conference website. The hardest governance questions facing AI will not be solved in Rome, but the durable contribution of Rome may be the conversation it encourages. And now, in activism news, the world according to Boyar, inside shareholder activism with Wachtell Lipton's Lena Tettelbaum. In a wide-ranging interview, Lena Tettelbaum gives insight into how activist shareholders think and why they target companies, along with sharing her perspective on Wachtell Lipton's history in shaping how these fights are won. Financial Times: Elliott presses Bunzl for buybacks after building stake. The activist has called on the business supplies distributor to consider share buybacks and review its North American business in Elliott's latest foray into the U.K., following its involvement with LCG. Financial Times: Activist investor Toms Capital targets Devon Energy after landmark merger. Only a few months after its merger with Coterra Energy, Devon has seen Toms Capital enter its stock. This news comes on the back of activist investor Kimmeridge, who has been in the stock for a while, pushing the oil and gas to consider asset sales and improve operational performance. Bloomberg: Enanium urges biotech need to consider sale. Enanium Capital is pushing the life sciences company to initiate a strategic review after it has underperformed peers and the broader market. In a letter to Biotechne, Enanium argued that the company could see greater value as part of a larger industry player rather than operating as a standalone company. Turning to M&A, The Wall Street Journal: SpaceX's $60 billion deal to buy Cursor gives it more AI coding power. Armed with additional capital after the company's historic IPO, SpaceX officially announced its acquisition of vibe coding pioneer Cursor in a move that is designed to help keep up with its AI rivals. Fox enters the M&A fray as Netflix potentially sets sights on a new target. After a year of deal-making in the streaming sector, Reuters reports on Fox's proposed acquisition of Roku in a bet that the streaming platform will help Fox's ad business and expand its online reach. Meanwhile, Semaphore reported that streaming giant Netflix was interested in acquiring Roku and might now be interested in pursuing longtime acquisition target Lionsgate. Netflix denied both reports, but this could indicate that the streaming M&A spree is not done yet. The Wall Street Journal: EQT agrees to buy Intertek Group for $12.36 billion. After months of speculation, Swedish PE giant EQT clinched a deal to buy the U.K. testing specialist that will boost Intertek's innovation and targeted M&A efforts. The deal is a win for shareholders, including Lost Coast Collective, run by Nelson Peltz's son, Matthew, who had been pushing the company to engage with EQT after the PE firm's first three bids were rejected. TechCrunch, Salesforce acquires AI customer service platform Finn for $3.6 billion. Chatter about AI use in the workplace continues after Salesforce moves to strengthen their AI platform, Agentforce, by incorporating Finn's customer service software. Ultimately, Salesforce seeks to support companies with developing agents to accelerate tasks, efficiency, and customer service offerings. And now in corporate governance news, The New York Times, Elon Musk's feud with Delaware may transform corporate America. Elon Musk's legal battle over his $55 billion Tesla compensation package has accelerated a corporate exodus from Delaware as companies defect to Texas and Nevada courts with weakened shareholder protections, raising fears among legal experts of a systematic degradation of U.S. corporate governance standards. Larry Hammermesh, a retired Delaware attorney and former law school professor, noted that, while he agreed with the Tesla rulings, Delaware should address the concerns about the toxic environment, particularly for controlling shareholders. Governance intelligence. When governance fails at the top, lessons from BP's boardroom upheaval. Tanya Mitchum-Grindon writes that BP's chairman ouster over sustained abusive conduct illustrates how governance failures rarely emerge suddenly, but instead reflect unaddressed behavioral problems that erode accountability, psychological safety, and institutional trust until a crisis forces action. In IPO news, Reuters, SPACs are back thanks to Wall Street's mega IPO frenzy, with $56.8 billion in dry powder and 44 mergers announced year-to-date. Blank check companies are resurging as smaller firms seek an alternate route to public markets rather than compete for investor attention against marquee listings such as SpaceX, Anthropic, and OpenAI. Reuters, Ant Group-backed DSC targets $901 million valuation in U.S. IPO. China's DSC Holdings, an Ant Group-backed software provider, is seeking up to $54 million on NASDAQ in a rare U.S. listing of a Chinese company amidst tightened Beijing scrutiny over offshore IPOs and U.S.-China relations. Bloomberg, Brookfield-backed data center firm C-Square files for U.S. IPO. Riding the wave of recent AI-related IPOs, data center company C-Square has filed to go public with the goal to pay down more than $800 million in debt. From our intern's desk to yours. In a rite of passage for those new to New York City, GPPS summer interns recently set out on a noble quest to sink their teeth into one of our most iconic culinary achievements, a New York slice. Based on recommendations from locals, the Bailey app, and other GP PERS, they set out on a self-guided pizza walking tour around the West Village. Stops included Bleecker Street Pizza, Joe's Pizza, Mama's Too, and Upside Pizza. Lindistry Pizzeria was also on the list. But after seeing the line, that slice will have to wait for another day. The clear favorite was Mama's Two's Uncle Joe slice. With a vodka sauce base, burrata, pepperoni, and pesto, it packed an impressive amount of flavor into a single slice. The crust was crispy on the outside and perfectly fluffy on the inside, while the pepperoni brought just the right amount of heat. But the real shout-out was the pesto, which added freshness and tang that made the slice unforgettable. Even though they didn't win first place in the prestigious GPP Intern Pizza Contest trademark, you can't miss our second place and third place spots, Joe's Pizza and Bleecker Street, respectively. Both had classic slices that had incredible cheese pulls and the best old school and classic New York atmosphere. Last but certainly not least, Upside Pizza brought sourdough crust and spicy vodka sauce, but unfortunately, it could not keep up with the others. In addition to finding perfect pizza, if you're also on the hunt for new cuisines to try this weekend, consider heading to the Lower East Side this Saturday for the 25th annual Egg Rolls, Egg Creams, and Empanadas Festival. Along with plenty of food, you can catch live performances, brush up on your mahjong skills, and even learn how to make empanadas, dumplings, and challah bread. And for open tabs, The New York Times' David Hockney and The Bliss of Not Standing Still, The New Yorker, Ken Griffin's Billions and Billions. The New York Times, here are the 2026 James Beard Restaurant Award winners. Oceanographic magazine Reef Relief, scientists map 165,000 square kilometers of climate-resilient coral. ESPN, Cape Verde GK Vozinha, stopped World Cup favorite Spain, then gained 8 million followers. In upcoming events, the 18th of June to 20, Rome Conference on AI, Ethics, and the Future of Governance, Rome, Italy. Have a great long weekend, everyone, and please remember Nixon 5 and Go Team USA, GPP team.